All right. Here's the rub. You got to be able to control the angels and talk to the angels and be Lord over the angels. And they don't want you to do this because they don't want to do it. You can drive now. It's okay. We got this. We now have a capitulatable position that drives these angels crazy because they have to be Bob's, daddy's, Renee's, a valet or a
He's the head of the butler staff.
Really important something. He made sure the thing ran right.
Butler to the oligarchy.
And that running is the thing that sets the tonality. So if he didn't know how to speak to the help, they wouldn't do it. Or they'd mess it up, and then he'd catch hell for it. So the point of God, you have to be able to speak to the angels. So you have to practice that capacity to have them understand and yield. Now, if you really want to have some fun, get all mad. Have an irate, an ire, an angry moment. Start talking to the angels and see how that one works out for you. Ooh-wee, you sure gonna wish you didn't do that. But don't believe us. Don't believe us. You just want to knock yourself out. Have you a big old big one. That's what you should do. Yeah, you'll see. It'll be great fun. If you survive it, you'll do really well. Because they're going to play you like a fool. That's what they're going to do. Because they don't want you to come into place of your place of power. Do you remember the angels are having a war to this day over the whole conversation? So why in the name of a living God, pardon the pun, would they want to help you take over their realm? Be like the way Grant took Richmond. Boy, that one turned out bad, didn't it? Okay? So now what happens softly is you start practicing and knowing and learning by rote vibration, vibrational responses, the catatonic canticled appendages that affect the body that you can recognize other capacities. For example, if you walk up to an immortal, you can recognize them. If you walk up to one of those, what we call the walking dead, or are they on the Tucci? They like the Tucci, the K2, the K9, the Spice, the walking dead. That's always fun, too. You can have all kind of fun with that. But please set that aside. It's no issue or worry. What ends up happening is that you can start to recognize what you're dealing with. Now, the more you come into your place of power, come in, as we've said, embrace your non-physical, blah, 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 and then call Bob. And if that works out for you, then you can work it out. If not, there's always suicide. You're going to kill yourself. But if you want to open casket, put the 9mm in your mouth. Don't shoot yourself in the head otherwise, because it will not be pretty for an open casket if that's what you want to do. But now they got a new way in California. You can take your body and put you in, you can become, what's the stuff when you throw the stuff out and you recycle it, you become, mush or peat moss or compost. Yeah, they're composting humans now. So you can be compost if you want to. A lot of people that we've met, we've referred to as compost, but now you can actually do that in California. Isn't that wonderful? That's such a wonderful land. You can just do anything you want to except burn a tree. Oh, wait, no, they do that too. Oh, well, anyhow, set that aside. So then what happens is you start to get better and better and better at this process. So you've already picked up on the wordy words that we've used to help you be able to explain it and discern or divine the issue. Now you're trying to ask why I need to know this. I'm not an angel. I don't want to be an angel. I want to run this thing. Well, okay, if you're going to run the zeitgeist, you got to know what the zeits are. Right? So if you get better and better at that, then what happens in about 1 second? You start to recognize it. You start to work with it. You start to deal with it. Now guess what happens? You can run it. They'll bow. They have to. They have no choice. If you know the airs and the calls, you can do things. We gave those out, we think, somewhere out there. Anyway, regardless, get them or don't, it makes no never mind to us. We're already happy. We're pressed down, shaking together, overflowing, can hardly contain our enthusiasm, and we wish and hope the same for you. But otherwise, if not, it'll be over for you soon enough anyway, and it won't really matter after that. So have a big time. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has it thoroughly that you're going to be gone in 12 years. Oh, wait, 11 years. Oh, wait, 10 years and 30 minutes. Oh, we're gone. We can't figure that out. It's just too hard for us. We don't know which way the wind's blowing if we're facing south and the wind's hitting us in the face. So That's what happens. So now what happens is you get good at this, and so you start driving the angels. Now you find yourself, you get your little pecker in a hard place, and all of a sudden you're like, now guess what? You have resources. You have resources beyond your wildest imagination. Power is so much better than money. Money is so vulgar, and just common people should not be handling it. It's just the silliest thing. It's ridiculous. They'll kill a man over a handful of dollars to steal it and then not do anything with the money. It's the most ridiculous thing ever in the whole wide world. It's just vulgar. So once that's all settled and solved, then what happens? You start controlling the angels. Then they'll help you do your bidding, whatever your bidding is. And that's it. It's kind of fun after a second, eh?